It's not that long ago since people in many parts of Italy were only allowed to walk up to 200 metres from their home as authorities there tried to control the spread of COVID-19 infection in a country where over 33,000 people have died in the last 4 months from the virus. Scenes of overwhelmed hospitals, army convoys carrying bodies away from overcrowded mortuaries acted as a warning to many neighbouring European countries of the dangers of the virus. Today, bars, restaurants, churches and hairdressers are open, and from this morning people can travel between regions and into and out of the country. Hugo McCafferty is an Irish journalist based in Italy. He's currently in Lecco in the Lombardy region, that's around 50 kilometres north of Milan. Hugo, good morning again.
Good morning.
It's a while since we've spoken to you. How is life in Lombardy now?
Well, I suppose they lifted the lockdown well over a week ago at this stage, and things seem to be very slowly returning to normal. I can talk about Lombardy because I'm living in this region, and this, of course, was the part that was worst hit. But the other parts of Italy have been relatively unscathed, and you know are currently reporting no new cases. So it does vary from region to region. I think there is definitely a desire to get back to normalcy and to save the summer. The summer is very important economically, but also I think psychologically to a lot of Italians. They've been cooped up, and they want to get out. They want to get to the coast. They want to enjoy living in Italy.
And how are people in Lombardy? Because the region was arguably the worst hit.
I think people just get on with it. I think. People are, the main thing is that the numbers are very encouraging, and that the numbers are way down. And even since the lockdown restrictions have been lifted, the numbers have continued to go down. And that's very encouraging. It gives people hope that if they, maintain social distancing, we know that it works, that we can start to get back to some kind of normalcy.
Funerals are now allowed with a maximum of 15 people attending, ideally outdoors. Schools not reopening till September, but tourists are allowed back into Italy from today. Is Lombardy expecting many tourists?
I don't think so. I think the main thing, Lombardy doesn't get that many international tourists, really. I mean, in comparison to the rest of Italy. But I think... some regions are totally dependent on the tourist euro, and they will be desperate for international visitors. Lombardy, of course, is the industrial heartland of the country, and typically the Italian or the Lombardians will be the tourists who will visit the south during the summer. So I think they'll be concentrating more on where they're going to go in the summer.
The head of a hospital, a large hospital in Milan, says the virus is gone from the region.
Yes, this doctor is he's well known in the Italian media, and there are some question marks over his reputation. He's prone to making wild statements. I think there's no evidence to suggest that the virus has lost potency. Yes, the numbers are way down, contagion is way down, death rates are down, ICU numbers are way down, but both the WHO and the country's leading virologists here have said basically there's no weight in that claim at all.
Hugo McCafferty, Irish journalist based in Italy, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning from Lombardy. It's 8:52.